And let me just tell you a little bit about the plant itself. They grow like vines, sometimes as long as 8 feet long, and they have really long thorns. So they're not very easy to pick, really. The only way to pick them is let them ripen on the vine, and then you shake the vine after first putting trays underneath it so the berries will fall on the tray or blanket. Otherwise, if you touch that berry, it's going to turn black before it's ready to fall. So as you can see, Mike, they are labor-intensive to harvest.
Yeah, I have this visual about them shaking this huge tree and then having this whole rain of goji berries fall down onto the blankets.
That's about what it's like. That's right. Now, this area is just on the edge or, you know, part of the lower part of the Himalayan mountains. And this is adjacent to Tibet. Remember, this is China. And it's the only area in the world where they are cultivated on farms or plantations so that they can be grown very carefully. As I said, without pesticides. However, there is a myth that they come from Tibet. And this myth has been carefully cultivated by some of the sellers in the U.S., as though they were somehow more mystical if they came from Tibet. Now, certainly, there are some that grow wild in Tibet. There's no question about that. But Tibet, remember, has an average height of 12,000 feet.
Wow, that's high.
It really is high. Of course, it goes up to 28,000 feet. Think about Mount Everest. But really, things don't grow very well in Tibet. People do have their own gardens, that's for sure. And they're able to grow barely enough food for themselves. But as far as a large amount of commercial goji berries being grown in Tibet, that's definitely a myth that some companies are really stressing in order to get you to buy their berries.
Yes, and I've noticed that they seem to charge a premium for these mythical berries.
Yeah, it's really interesting. When you read what they say really carefully, they never exactly come out and say that the berries come from Tibet. You know, that's the magic of advertising. If you say things in a certain way, you just imply things that really aren't necessarily true.
Well, that sounds like a bit of a scam to me.
Well, let's just be happy that we have some really good berries that we know are certified organic and pesticide-free and also kosher sometimes. They're certified by the USDA, but also, even more importantly, by IFOM, that's I-F-O-M, the International Federation of Organic Agriculture Movements, which is the federation in the world that regulates organic herbs and foods. So you can be sure, if it has that seal, that the berries are very, very healthful and good.